VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
As always, we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Today, our focus will be on the State of the Union. Tonight, President Biden going to be delivering his fourth address to the nation. Just before we get to that, though, I just want to mention the three-day series that we just completed on Crosstalk, the roundtable at the U.S. Capitol hosted by Senator Ron Johnson. It was entitled Federal Health Agencies and the COVID Cartel. What are they hiding? We've had a significant number of individuals contacting us. And friends, you have heard from the top doctors and professionals exposing how information has been silenced and how information has been suppressed. Friends, the way that this information can spread across this country is when you send links to these Crosstalk programs to others. I mean, you can go to crosstalkamerica.com. You're going to find them all there. You can re-listen to the programs. You can send links to others to hear it as well. You can also hear our programs on demand on the VCY app. If you haven't already downloaded the VCY app, just do it. Look for it in your app store, and you click on the listening option, which is called On Demand, and you'll find that the audio programs of Crosstalk are right there, and you can share this information with others. And we do encourage you to share the information you have learned with others. Well, friends, we're going to again focus next week with a program on Israel, but need to make you aware of an event that is unfolding today. The College Fix alerts us to the fact that the UC Santa Barbara Black Studies Department has organized what's being called a Day of Interruption. It's taking place today in subsequent work slowdowns to protest steps that the administrators recently took to support Jewish students and to quell anti-Semitic protests on campus. Campus leaders last week closed the Multicultural Center and suspended its social media accounts after pro-Palestinian students occupied the venue and hung a parade of anti-Semitic posters with statements such as, "Zionist not allowed." Pictures posted on social media show this. Other signs include, "Get the Zionist out of office," "Zionist not welcome," "When people are occupied, resistance is justified," and "It was never about Hamas, never will be." Well, that day of resistance, or I should say the day of interruption taking place today, again, just highlighting the anti-Semitism that is taking place on campuses across this nation. And again, Lord willing, we'll be having a program next Wednesday with Dr. Richard Schmidt with some updates here pertaining to Israel. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be hearing the President of the United States deliver his State of the Union address. And Axios, not known as a conservative organization here, reports that more than half, 65% of voters think the country is heading in the wrong direction. That's according to a poll from the New York Times and Siena College. They published it Saturday. 65% of voters thinking that we are heading in the wrong direction. Matter of fact, one of the issues that just happened, it just unfolded minutes ago in our state capitol, is that the GOP-led House was casting a vote on the Laken-Riley Act. This is just ahead of the State of the Union speech. This bill is one that he said would hold President or the Biden administration accountable for these tragedies, as well as require the detention of illegal immigrants who commit certain crimes. It would allow states to sue the Biden administration for not enforcing parole. This is a bill urging the president to prevent another murder like that of Laken Riley by ending the catch and release of illegal aliens, increasing immigration enforcement, detaining and removing criminal aliens, reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy, ending his abuse of parole authority, and securing the United States border. Just minutes ago, breaking news came forth that the House passed a bill that would target illegal migrants in the U.S. who have committed certain crimes, naming the legislation in memory of the late nursing student Laken Hope Riley. This was a student that was killed by one who had been released, an illegal alien here in the United States, and released, caught and released, and perpetrated, allegedly, this act. But the Laken Riley Act passed the House by a vote of 251 yeas, 170 nays. Think about that. 170 nays saying no, that such individuals should not be detained. This is going to now move to the United States Senate. And what's so interesting about that is that, and Todd Starnes points this out today, President Biden ordered that protective fencing be erected around the U.S. Capitol in advance of tonight's State of the Union address. This fence is presumably to keep out bad actors from trying to infiltrate the security perimeter. Todd says, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. He said, we want to make sure that none of our elected officials, that certainly they are protected from those who would do them harm. But the American people need to be protected as well. Aren't we told border fences don't work? They don't work, and yet we put one up around the Capitol? Representative Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin said, under the Trump administration, we built a wall to keep our country safe and secure. But under the Biden regime, they put fences up around the Capitol before the State of the Union address while allowing an invasion at our borders, which is why many are wondering why President Biden is not building a fence along the southern border. Hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans have been victims of the illegals who have breached our borders. Lake and Riley, the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student, one of the most high-profile victims of the Biden administration. And he concludes the article by saying this, and I quote, if Biden can build a wall around the Capitol, he can build a wall along our southern border. No doubt the president deserves to be protected, but so did Lake and Riley. Well, friends, we know that there is going to be a big emphasis this evening, no doubt, on the topic of abortion. And matter of fact, we understand that one of the individuals that has been invited to be in the president's box here with the first lady is none other than Kate Cox, the Texas woman who killed her disabled late-term baby. And she is going to be, the state of Texas said, no, you may not do this. And so she went to another state to take the life of her baby. And we understand that she's been an invited guest to be with the First Lady at this tonight. No doubt you're going to be hearing about reproductive rights and the in vitro fertilization as well. Also, just want to point out that former President Trump announced today, or rather yesterday, that he is going to be offering live play-by-play commentary on President Joe Biden's State of the Union address, saying, quote, I will correct in rapid response any and all inaccurate statements, especially pertaining to the border and his weaponization of the DOJ, FBI, attorney generals and district attorneys to go after his political opponent, me. Thursday's speech will be Biden's final State of the Union address before the 2024 presidential election, when he will once again likely face off against former President Trump. And so, ladies and gentlemen, today here in Crosstalk, we're going to put aside, we're not going to be hearing from the political pundits today, but we'd like to hear from Grassroots America. We want you to finish the phrase, the State of the Union is, you fill in the blank, and then you'll have up to a maximum of a minute to explain your position. The State of the Union is. And as you take a look at our nation, friends, what comes to your mind as you look at things as a whole? Our number to Crosstalk, and we're devoting the program to you today, 800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Again, just finish that phrase. The State of the Union is. And then you'll have up to a maximum of a minute to further explain, or maybe you just want to make your statement. That's it. But we'd like to encourage your calls here today on Crosstalk. Really, we want to hear from multiple states across this nation, not just from the political pundits, as we mentioned, but we want to hear from Grassroots America for you to hear from your perspective, where you're living in rural America and in larger communities as well. The State of the Nation is. You fill in the blank, and then you have up to a minute in order to share your perspective. Here is our number. It's 1-800-729. I make that 733. 1-800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. The State of the Nation is. Now, if you get a busy signal, just call us right back, because we'll have opportunity to pick up your calls here on Crosstalk. That's 800-733-9829. The State of the Union is. Pick up your phone, give us a call here on Crosstalk. Just a reminder, the last few days, we've been very busy with presenting you the information dealing with COVID and have not been able to take your calls, but today we want to hear from you in this regard. We're going to begin with Nathan in Brookfield. Nathan, the State of the Union is?
Irrelevant. And the reason I say that is I love our country, but folks, this isn't all that there is. And, you know, the Lord has people in positions of power to move his purposes forward. We don't have to understand it. We don't need to like it. But at the end of the day, do you trust Jesus or not? And if we trust Jesus, then we can trust in his sovereignty over, you know, who our current rulers are, recognizing he's moving things to the final end that he told us of in Scripture. And I believe he's coming again very soon to begin to set things right.
Thank you, Nathan. Appreciate it. Joe in Kentucky, you're on the air. The State of the Nation is?
State of the Nation is three words. A total disaster. Thank you and God bless you.
Okay. Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk. David in Kenosha, the State of the Union is?
A mess. A mess. It's a mess. But the Messiah can turn it around, Jim. And as we, if we put the kingdom first, and I do believe there's a remnant in our cities, states, and nation, that if we have earnest prayer, that we can see our Heavenly Father move in the mess. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Let's go next to William from Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Thank you.
State of the Union.
The State of the Union is in judgment. We are being warned that if we don't get our house in order, we're going to be sorry, because how much longer will he tarry before it's all over with, but the white throne and Bema seat judgment? Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for your call here today. Let's go next to Charlie in Arizona. The State of the Nation is?
Evil. The State of the Nation is evil, and we are being overrun by people who have succumbed to the devil and have given their lives and their brains and their hearts and their souls to the practice of evil. And it rears its head in every aspect of the social culture right now. That's why abortion will be one of the big topics. In the State of the Union address tonight, we're going to talk about killing babies and why that's a good thing.
And so you sum it up with the word evil.
I do.
Thank you. Dawn in Ohio, the State of the Nation is?
Yes, the State of the Nation is the need, the dire need for repentance and seeking the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Thank you for your call here today. Taking your calls on Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. You hear how quickly we're going through calls, and really, really would like to hear from across the nation today, multiple states. And so this opportunity is for you to pick up your phone and give us a call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with another season of calls here from listeners across the nation. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, Creation Seminar Speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, any evidence for creation from the solar system?
Yes, there are, Chris. In fact, quite a few. One of the ICR physicists, Dr. Russ Humphreys, made a prediction a few years ago before the exploration of Jupiter by satellite. He had developed a theory of the magnetic field of planets in the solar system based on the Bible. And the satellite found the evidence fit his model and not the evolutionary model of long ages. In particular, Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter, has an Earth-like magnetic field, but it's tilted 80 degrees away from the spin axis. This pretty much proves that the magnetic field is not produced by fluid currents in the moon's interior, as is postulated by long-agers for Earth. As a matter of fact, the Earth's dipole magnetic field is decaying so fast, soon it's going to be gone. It couldn't be the result of events millions of years ago, and that's the Back to Genesis truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Back to Genesis.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Today, hearing from Grassroots America, you fill in the blank. The State of the Union is. You gave us that word or a few words and a little bit of explanation to it. And just hearing from across the nation today at 800-733-9829. Right now, every line is full, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to get through. Write down the number. It's 800-733-9829. We're going next to Carl in West Virginia. Carl, the State of the Union is.
Hello. The State of the Union is hopeless unless Christians rescue their children from public schools. I'm a retired teacher, and I know firsthand that's the front line of the battle right now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kerry. We've got, Terry calling next from Kentucky. You're on the air, Terry.
Yes. I'm almost 71 year old, and this is the worst I've ever seen this country in my life. So the State of the Union is a mess if he even gets up there and talks. Someone had to direct him what to say. And it's just a mess, and the Lord's the only one that can help us. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Terry. We've got James calling from Kentucky as well. James, the State of the Union is.
State of the Union is what we voted for. God gives us the ability to choose, and we must choose and accept our choices because we were the ones that voted this in. Amen.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona next. Kathy, the State of the Union is?
It's in a mess, and particularly being a border state, the amount of fentanyl pouring over our borders, the amount of sex trafficking, child trafficking, the fact that the people in power are accepting of the trans agenda and pushing it on children in our schools, I'm so disgusted. And I hope that God has a place for every one of those Democrats that have voted for these things and that have pushed for this. And I also feel like the war's going on, the fact that we're giving so much money to Ukraine, so much money for the war in Israel. You know, a real president wouldn't get us into a war. And I'm hoping that people vote for Trump because I think that that's one way we can possibly come out of this. And I hope that, God bless everyone because it's going to be bad.
Thank you for your call. Catherine in Lexington, Kentucky, the State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is an absolute mess in need of a dire touch from the hand of God Almighty. May it be so. Amen.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Our number 800-733-9829. Charlotte is calling. Is it Sinnoh, West Virginia?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And the State of the Union is?
Sodom and Gomorrah with a liar at the helm.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. We have Sharon in Wisconsin, Jefferson, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I say we're Sodom and Gomorrah right before God brought down his judgment on them.
Okay, thank you for your comment here. There are several open lines here, 800-733-9829. Greg in Minnesota, the State of the Union is?
Spiritually bankrupt. As in the days of Noah, the intents of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Seems like today's society, does it not?
Yes.
Thank you for your call here. Let's go to Peoria, Arizona, and Diana, the State of the Union is? Hello, Diana. Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Diana.
You're on
the air. The State of the Union is horrifically, horribly, and terribly broken. And I want to give a Bible verse, Lamentations 3:64-66. O Lord, repay them well for the evil they have done. Harden their hearts and curse them, Lord. Go after them in fierce pursuit under the heavens of the Lord. Thank you, Jim, for everything you do.
Thank you for your call. And friend, just a reminder to have your radios turned down as you call in here with your response. The State of the Union is. From Milwaukee, we have Karen calling in. Karen, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I believe the State of the Union is just dismal. We are killing babies. We overturn it, and then the state started again. It's like these people are at the door wanting to kill our innocent. We have, our churches are in a lethargic condition where we don't even teach our people to be prudent and to see what's happening. We go along just like we're some social club and we've got it all together. But God, thank God, Proverbs 27:12, a prudent man foresees evil and he hides himself. So we're in a really bad situation. Boys, girls, we don't want to identify who they are. And we accept the parents turning their children over to this wickedness.
Karen, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Deborah is next in Zanesville, Ohio. The State of the Union is...
Yes, Jim, we've lost our constitutional rights, but in Proverbs 29, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, mm-hmm. but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
Yeah.
That's so true. And righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Great. Thank you, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Alan, Bridgeport, West Virginia, the State of the Union is...
In big trouble, Jim. If we don't repent as a nation, we're in big trouble, and we're going to find out how much trouble it's going to be, because I don't think God's going to be putting up with this too much longer, brother. It won't be long.
Thank you for your call, Al. Rick in Sweetwater, Texas, you're on the air. The State of the Union is...
I'll go you one better. The state of the world is heading for the great and terrible day of the Lord God Almighty.
Why do you say that, Rick?
Well, I mean, look at everything that's going on. We're destroying our children and just on and on and on.
Yeah. Thank you for the call today.
Have a good day.
You too now. Let's go next to Iowa. We have Lori calling. The State of the Union is...
The State of the Union is in chaos. And we all need to start making ourselves right with God and let him control it.
Thank you, Lori. Brent in New Mexico, the State of the Union is...
The State of the Union is apocalyptic in times like the rest of the world. Not just our union, but the rest of the world. Turmoil, end times, revelation. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. Friends, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. And as you hear calls go off, that indicates your line becomes available. We have Diana in Arizona calling next. Diana, the State of the Union is...
The State of the Union is... I already gave it, but I gave my verse wrong. Lamentations 3:64-66. O Lord, repay them well for the evil they have done. Go after them in fierce pursuit.
Great. Thank you so very much. Karen in Ohio, the State of the Union is... Hello, Karen.
Yes.
You're on the air.
State of the... Yes.
Karen, you're on the air. Please go ahead.
Yes. It's not worth watching, and we ought to boycott it and not watch it at all.
Okay. So finish the phrase, please. The State of the Union is... Okay. Thank you, Karen. Let's go to Joy in Pensacola, Florida. The State of the Union is...
Yes, the State of the Union is an address that the president gives to the nation to expose his evil ways, and may people see what he's doing and repent. And I'm talking about the Democrats. And I just pray right now that the Christian people would reach out to unsaved people that don't know, that are just totally blind.
Yeah.
And don't see the truth, but we do. But we just, you know, we need to share the truth with them.
Joy, would you say there's sin on the Republican camp, too?
Not as much, but there is.
Okay. Thank you for your call. We've got Mary next in Kentucky. The State of the Union is...
Yes, this is Mary Huckabee, and I just wanted you to know that the State of the Union is in critical condition because of the Democrats and the president that we've got in there right now. Needs to be listening to the Lord and turn themselves over and still get on all of our kids. And the Trump had the walls up, and he has torn them down. I just wish that Trump could get in there and straighten our nation back out again.
Thank you for your call. We've got Appleton, Wisconsin. Marie is calling. Marie, the State of the Union is?
An abomination in God's sight. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4 and 5. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
Thank you for your call. Next to Tanya in Pine Knot, Kentucky. You're on the air. The State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is reaping what it has sown.
So expound on that. What do you mean? Okay, she's gone. Let's go to Lauren in Los Angeles, California. The State of the Union is?
Really bad, so it can get much better. Now that everyone is aware, regardless of whoever they thought that they were for in terms of parties, now that everyone in America basically realizes how bad things are, we now get the opportunity to come to God as a nation like we were founded on. And I truly believe we can all pray for that, and that could happen. We could see and experience and live the America that was America in the beginning of America.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Glasgow, Kentucky. And Eddie, you're on the air. The State of the Union is?
Thank you for taking my call, Jim. The State of the Union is a joke, and the liar-in-chief is guilty of treason, and he should be removed from office. I can't believe they're flying in people over here, 360,000 people at nighttime, taking them to 42 different airports, giving them entitlement checks, giving them cell phones. We don't have a president. The State of the Union's a joke.
Thank you, Eddie, for your comments here today. And let's pick up next in Plano, Texas. Rodney, you're on the air. State of the Union is?
Prepare to meet your God. That's with a capital G.
Okay, thank you so much. We've got, let's see, Smiths Grove, Kentucky. We have Terry calling next. Terry, the State of the Union is?
Hi. I believe that this is going on the signs where the rapture is about to take place and Christ is going to take his church out and the Antichrist is going to appear upon the earth.
Okay.
And
so,
then that will be when Christ comes back to rule the earth for a thousand-year reign.
So, Terry, let me ask you the question. The State of the Union is what? Fill in the blank.
I believe it's just evil. I really do. I really believe it's evil. Okay. The way our government is today, it's terrible.
Thank you for your comment. Let's go to John in Phoenix, Arizona. The State of the Union is? Hello, John.
The State of the Union is, I believe, darkness and chaos, but the Bible tells us in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and we are that light. God always has a plan. He didn't give up on the earth, and he didn't blame Satan. He just went on with his plan. And for us to blame Biden for the problem is not the answer. It's to find out the plan of God, do it, and realize that the whole earth is not going to be saved. All of America is not going to be saved, but there are some who will hear the message. Let's save them.
Thank you. You got your point. We're up against a break. Thank you for your call. Back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk.
Year after year, generation after generation, we as Americans enjoy the right and opportunity to let our voices be heard through the election of our governing officials. With over 200 years of peaceful transition from one elected body to another, the stability of America's republic stands alone among nations. Our founders pledged their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor in the establishment of this nation. Our country's founding documents have guided this nation and are the substance by which today's laws are judged. Do you own a copy of the Constitution? Documents of Freedom is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all other amendments passed. The booklet also features the Declaration of Independence and Washington's Farewell. Documents of Freedom is available for a donation of $5 or more to VCY America and can be made by calling 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Tonight, the President of the United States will be giving a State of the Union address, the fourth such address in this presidency. And today we're just hearing from Grassroots America as to your perspective, where we are at as a nation. And so we're having you fill in the blank. The State of the Union is. You fill in that blank, and then also you can have up to a minute to explain your position or why you chose that word or that description. And just to have people across this nation sense the pulse of the very grassroots of this nation. And friends, from what I'm hearing, I mean, there's a very dire perspective of where we are at as a nation. And certainly many are pointing to the solution. The solution is Jesus Christ. And this host wholly agrees with that. Our only answer for this nation is the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we're giving you that opportunity, though, for your comment here on the State of the Union. And let's go right back to the phone lines. By the way, write down the number. Every line is busy right now. But as soon as you hear somebody hang up, you may call 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We continue in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Scott, the State of the Union is...
Yeah, the State of the Union is on the brink of war. As the Prussian military theorist Karl von Clausewitz famously argued, war is the continuation of politics by other means. He meant that every nation has goals, like security, well-being, and prosperity, that is normally pursues through politics. But when another nation or internal forces thwart their achievement through politics, war is the natural result.
Okay, thank you very much. We've got Chris next in Williamstown, Kentucky.
Here's what I tell people. Stock up water, food, ammo. That's it. That's the three things you need right now, because it's going to get bad. It's going to get really bad.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Eddie in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, the State of the Union is?
It's in bad shape. And also, too, the Christian needs not to be so soft and get out there and wake up and, take action.
Okay, thank you for your call. William in East Troy, Wisconsin, the State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is going to be filled with lies, deceit, and unbridled deception. Brother Jim, I'd like to ask current President Joe Biden if he even knows what MAGA stands for. I have people telling me today he's going to attack MAGA Republicans and go after white supremacists, but I don't even think he knows what either of those two things are, sir. I hope and pray that Christians around America would continue to pray hard and ask the Lord to send revival into their own hearts. God bless you for what you do, and we really appreciate VCY America.
Thank you.
A great day.
Thank you, William. Lou in Tomah, Wisconsin, the State of the Union is?
I believe that if... last chance, Trump don't get in, and we have a Democrat, I think we're going to be pretty much done here.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. We've got Laura next in Scottsdale, Arizona. The State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is a disgrace. I think all parents need to step up and gather their families in and really be praying along with our churches. We need to step up and give God the glory and just ask for forgiveness, because we are in trouble and people need to get on their knees and bow to Jesus. And it's just not Democrats. It's Republicans, too. It's those that believe in all this bad stuff that's going on. Please give the glory to Jesus. He will protect his own. Thank you very much, and God bless you, Jim.
Thanks for calling. George in Florida, the State of the Union is?
Should be motivation, like the other people are saying, for Christians to pray for this nation, just like Abraham did with Sodom and Gomorrah, that we can, that the Lord can reclaim this nation for Christ.
Okay. Thank you, George. We've got Joe next, Scottsdale, Arizona. The State of the Union is?
Fool the homosexuals, and I know that's a bit bold, but I think it's evil and an abomination to the Lord.
We cannot.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call here today, Joe. And friends, taking your phone calls, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Mequonago, Wisconsin. And Elaine, the State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is waking up. I know everyone keeps talking about how deplorable the state of our nation is, but in reality, We would have no idea how evil it really is unless we had people who were not sleeping and who are warning us about what is around us.
Hmm.
We do have people who are awake and sounding the alarm and urging us to turn back to the light. Otherwise, we would have no idea how dark it is out there.
Yeah.
The nation is waking up. When the light of Christ shines, which it is, the darkness tries even harder to show itself.
Great. Thank you for your call and perspective today. Stan is next in Milwaukee. The State of the Union is.
Yes. The State of the Union will be delivered tonight by a fraud and a traitor by the name of Joe Biden.
Okay. And so what is your okay. Let's go next to John in Jamestown, Kentucky. The State of the Union is.
It is, just like several people before have said, it is an abomination unto the Lord. And I do believe that he is allowing us to be judged because of these open borders. The terrorists are here. Most people have always known that we couldn't be taken from the outside. It has to be from the inside.
Hmm.
So just you got to be ready. Just make sure Jesus is the Lord of your life because they're in here. It's just a matter of time. No matter who gets in office, it's over.
Thank you, John, for your perspective today. And keep in mind our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Patrick in Illinois, the State of the Union is?
A mess. I think the moral condition of the United States, period. I mean, in our money, it says, in God we trust, for crying out loud. And why can't more people get into that?
Okay. Thank you for your perspective today. Our next caller is from Phoenix, Arizona. And Nina, you're on the air.
Thank you. The State of the Union is scary, not just for Christians, although we have our hope in the Lord, it's scary for people who don't know him, and it's not impossible for the Lord to turn around. He can accomplish all things,
yeah.
And we need to pray. If my people who are called by my name will turn to the Lord and pray, I will heal their land.
Hmm. Thank you so much for your call. And a part of that is turning from our wicked ways as well. Thank you. We have Herman in Wisconsin. The State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is in critical condition. It's like the opposite of when somebody is in critical condition at the hospital and the nurses and doctors and staff are doing their very best to take care of that person to let them live. But thanks to Biden, he orders the doctors and nurses and staff to step down and let that person die. And we all know who the patient is, the United States of America. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for your call here today. Interesting analogy. John, in Friendship, Wisconsin, the State of the Union is? Hello, John.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I didn't know you got me. I say the State of the Union is evil. If you look at Biden, you can't see the whites of his eyes. It's all black. It's like really weird looking. Kind of scary.
Okay. Thank you, John. We've got, next, David in Hillsboro, Illinois. The State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is anti-God and anti-Christ. This is Psalm 92, verses 6 through 8. Stupid people can't know. Fools don't understand that when the wicked sprout like grass and all who do evil prosper, it is so that they can be eternally destroyed, while you, Adonai, are exalted forever.
Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm. Well,
let's go next to Frank in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. The State of the Union is?
Yeah, the State of the Union is not important. What is important is the state of the church.
Hmm.
In Second Chronicles, it says, if my people who are called by my name, okay, if you're called by Christ's name, Christians, then we know this nation is saint and sinful, okay? So if my people who are called by my name shall humble himself and pray and seek my face, and they turn from their evil ways, then God will hear from heaven, and he will heal the nation. But the state of the church is what should be focused there, and not the State of the Union, because every nation is sinful, no matter where you go. Amen.
Okay. Thank you for your perspective, Frank. We've got Todd next in London, Kentucky. You're on the air, Todd.
Hey, Jim. I enjoy your program.
Thanks for listening.
The State of the Union address, Wikipedia says it's merely just a communication from the president to Congress, which the chief executive reports on the current condition of the United States and provides policy proposals for the upcoming legislative year. And I was reading that, and I was thinking of where it talks about it's his, pretty much his opinion or his ideas of the current condition of our nation. And it just, what I felt in my heart is, it's just like the scripture says in Matthew chapter 24, our current condition is the same as this. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the man be. For as in the days they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yeah.
I realize the State of the Union probably a bragging rights or to brag on what he thinks he's done or what he is going to do in the upcoming year. But the bottom line is, it's to address the current condition of the United States. Jim, it's we are in the days of Noah. It's like into them days, and he is coming back. We must prepare.
Thank you,
and
Todd.
Be ready to meet him.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate your call here today from Kentucky. Let's go to your neighboring state in Tennessee. We have Merrill calling in. Hi, you're on the air.
Jim, the current state of the union is an example of what happens to a nation when they forget God. However, we are also ripe for revival.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Thank you, Merle, for the call. Joseph in Arizona, the state of the union is. Hello, Joseph.
Oh, hello. Sorry.
That's
okay. The state of the union is, I'd have to say this is the best country, but the state of the union is strong. The strongest it's ever been, I'd think. Economy is great. I think the people are great. I just, one thing I'm really worried about is these darn transvestites.
Well, Joseph, I know that the morals of this nation have sunk to lows never before seen in our country here, and perhaps as you do some more looking, you're going to see exactly where things are across the nation. Thank you for taking time to call. This is Crosstalk here on VCY America, and giving you an opportunity as the State of the Nation address is given by the President of the United States. And tonight is that night that's going to be taking place. And we're going to have the evaluation from the President. And we do know that one of the things that's going to be promoted is the taking of life of preborn children here across our land. And certainly a travesty that we have seen, the very pagan cultures that have sacrificed their children, their preborn, in order to appease the gods, lower G, of this world. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back for more of your calls here in the final segment. I'll have some concluding thoughts as well on the program. But friends, I trust that you're sensing today, sensing a passion to be praying for this nation and to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Friends, as somebody said, what's the state of the church? Are we doing what God has called us to do? Are we being light? Are we being salt? Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. A few weeks ago, Mark Stein was ordered to pay $1 million for questioning climate change advocates. My friends, this, of course, is leading us right down the path of the continuation of the death of free speech. This is a case that went on for years and years. No telling how much money was spent litigating this in the courts, only for Mark Stein and one other co-defendant to lose. All they did was question the research of a climate change proponent. And in doing so, he now is going to receive $1 million. Christians, conservatives, anyone that expresses something outside the norm of cultural Marxism, the globalist agenda, political correctness, is now at risk of being sued into oblivion. And of course, what this does is freeze free speech.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, talking about the State of the Union, and I've been opening phone lines here for, a good portion of the program. We're going to grab just a few more calls, and I'll have some concluding thoughts here as well on Crosstalk. So after these that are online right now, we'll not be able to grab any more calls beyond these, but let's continue with Barry in Tennessee. The State of the Union is, Barry?
The State of the Union is in need of repentance, prayer, and fasting, and it all has to start in the church.
Yeah.
The world's not going to do it. I mean, the church has to be the one.
Thank you. Judgment must begin in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Barry. Let's go to Fairhope, Alabama. The State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is stupid, lazy, and deceived. We're not rejecting smartphones and smart meters and smart devices. And I just encourage people to read Luke chapter 4.
Thank you very much for your call from Fairhope, Alabama. Tom is calling from Erie, Pennsylvania. The State of the Union is?
Yes, this is Tom. I figure the State of the Union is dark and it's evil. And the passage out of Isaiah 5 says it best. It says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Thank you so much.
Amen. Good. Thank you for sharing that passage. You're right on. And let's go to Vivian in Peoples, Ohio. You're on the air.
Okay. Hello, everybody. And the State of the Union is really in a dirty mess. And we as Christians need to pray to the Lord. And I'd like to read a verse from the Bible real quick. It said that the gospel shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations. And then shall the time come, and it will come, and that will be when the Lord comes back. We know we can hold on to him, and he's going to lead us in the right direction. So let's just keep our words up to him and pray to him and thank him for helping us like this all these hard times. He went to that cross for everybody, so we need to be praying for everybody and each other, and we'll be in heaven someday if you learn to turn to Jesus and do that right now.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Vivian. We're out of time for additional calls here today on the program, as I want to just share a few final thoughts today. And I can only echo what Vivian had to say there. You know, the most important question in life is not who occupies the White House, but it's who occupies your heart. Who occupies your heart? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Friends, that's the most important question to deal with in all of life itself. And as you've been listening to the program today, many of you feel a heavy heart, and rightly so. We've heard a pretty dismal picture of where we're at as a nation. I was looking at a email that came earlier, it came yesterday, from the dissenter. And just to quote a few excerpts from this, America's greatest threat is not transgenderism, it's not LGBTQ, it's not progressivism, but it's God himself. In these modern times, when the moral fabric of our nation is stretched thin and the cacophony of discord echoes from sea to shining sea, it's easy to fall into the trap of fearing only the tangible threats that beset us. Yet as we fixate on the visible sins, we must not forget the invisible, omnipotent hand that guides the fate of nations. As a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles, our duty to examine the divine implications of our current path, lest we find ourselves on the brink of judgment. We often overlook the true peril that looms over us. The omnipotent God himself, the one who holds the power to judge and bring calamity, is the greatest threat to the United States of America. The scriptures bear witness to the fact that the Lord is a God of justice who takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but carries it out as a matter of justice, as is his nature. When a nation strays from the precepts of righteousness and lapses into ungodliness, it is God who causes calamity and judgment to befall it. The iniquity of Sodom and Gomorrah, the hubris of Pharaoh, and the waywardness of the Israelites themselves stand as a testament to God's judgment upon those who disregard his commandments. To avert the judgment of God, we cannot merely fight the worldly fight against evils we dislike, a noble but insufficient cause. It isn't that we should stand against the evils of the world, it's simply that we should recognize the real eternal threat that looms over us. We must humbly acknowledge our own sinful nature and cast ourselves upon the mercy of Christ. Regeneration through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the only means by which we can escape the due penalty of our transgression and turn our hearts toward God. Friends, I was also in my thoughts went to this proclamation that was given by former President Abraham Lincoln, in which he appointed a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer, where he said, "It is the duty of nations as well as men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord." And insomuch as we know that by his divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us, and we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and persevering grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. And then he said, "It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness." And friends, I believe those words could be well echoed again this year of 2024 as to where we are at as a nation. But friends, we have to understand, even as some have pointed out, where are we at as a church? Where are we at as a people? It is so easy for us to point our fingers at all those bad things out there. But what if we were pointing the fingers internally at ourselves? What do we need to clean up in our lives? What is it that we need to confess before God, that we need to repent of? And for some of you, it is salvation itself. That the Bible says that there is no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. That's the most important issue in all of life. Friends, we thank you for joining us here today on the program, and trust that your heart has been burdened to be praying more intensely than ever before for where we are as a nation, where we are as a church, where we are as individuals. God bless you, friends. Thank you for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.